The Gospel to be Lived, 1903. Not only glory to God in the highest, but also on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2, verse 14. This is the gospel which must be lived. Are the names of the church members written in the books of heaven as laborers together with God? And are the church members the Lord's channels, organized as living, active forces to witness for God that the religion of Jesus Christ is for publicans and sinners, and that the church members are the channel through whom the Bible is to be made known as the religion of humanity? In many places, the publicans and sinners are asking, what are the church members doing to save our souls? Do they lighten our burdens? Or do they unite and confederate with the world to increase the poverty of the already poor? Shall it be thus considered that the church is merely an organization in the hands and under the control of the strongest party of society? Where does the glory to God in the highest come in? Where is the bringing in of peace on earth and goodwill toward men? Verse 14. Jesus, the Prince of Life, is to be made known by active producers, the church members. The great missionary worker stands by the side of the true, self-sacrificing worker. He stands by your side, young men and young women, as your efficiency, as the friend of publicans and sinners. The church is to appear before the world in her beautiful garments of Christ's righteousness. How can we reveal Christ's saving truth to the world unless we demonstrate it in our character building and manifest his self-sacrificing spirit in order to save perishing souls? Obedience to the first four and last six commandments is to be revealed in our life work, all our business being done according to the commandments. The commandments of God are our life. All the restraining influence to restore the moral image of God in man is to keep individual souls in touch with their Creator. While professing to believe on Jesus Christ, do we not often endorse works that are sinful by passing over sins offensive to God and commending these evil works? The church members must go before the world and in every way possible present the promises in the Word and the threatenings as well. Its restraints are to have influence to preserve from dangers that are constantly increasing around us. It commends to us courage. God said of the father of the faithful, I know him, Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. Genesis 18, verse 19. They were to study and become acquainted with the ways and will and purposes of God. I know him, saith the searcher of hearts, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. Abram was selected to go from his father's house and from his own country, where various forms of idolatrous influences were constantly making impressions upon his mind, into a far-off place where he could be taught of God and carry forward a reformatory work in purest principles. It was a new stage in the movement of providence to change the inhabitants of the world from heathen idolatry to the service and worship of the true God. Abraham would cultivate home religion, and he would so arrange his household that the fear of the Lord would activate the large number of families with whom he was connected as their leader and guardian. Now all families have an object lesson in these instructions. Here is a picture of the God-fearing patriarch's home responsibilities. He was priest in his house. This is true religion in the home. It is the omniscient that speaks. Everything of importance is attached to his word, and that word, Satan and his angels are in every possible way seeking to pervert and to annul by drawing the minds away from the true foundation to falsehoods, to sophistries, to the uncertainties of skepticism, which are flooding our world, making God and Christ an uncertainty. These same satanic agencies were at work where Abraham's father's family lived, and idolatry was brought in through false conceptions of God. The same tempter, who deceived even the holy angels in the heavenly courts, is working in churches today with his powerful, deceiving, seducing temptations. Satan is working upon minds to unsettle the faith in regard to the verity of truth for this time, and many are being misled. I am again given a message to the many collected at Battle Creek, to go out as missionaries for God and take up your appointed work. If those who have been in Battle Creek have been learning from the Word of God, they can go forth as God's witnesses, take the Word just as it reads, and bring it to the people who are accepting the pattern the arch-deceiver is presenting to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Shall any influence hold men in Battle Creek? Shall God's witnesses, men and women, be held there, and let Satan with his sophistries have possession of unworked fields? Read the first and second and third chapters of Revelation.